Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, siding, and gutter experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. Macomb County, Michigan, a 71-year-old man was hospitalized in critical condition after he crashed into a utility pole in Macomb County yesterday. The crash happened at about 3:05 p.m. on northbound M53 near 35 Mile Road in Bruce Township, Michigan, State Police stated. Police said the man from Washington Township was driving north on M53 when he drifted off the roadway, drove into a ditch, and struck a utility pole. First responders found the driver unresponsive with a weak pulse, and he was taken to the hospital in critical condition, MSP said. Medical personnel believe the man suffered a heart attack, causing him to lose control of his vehicle and crash, according to state police. In Ionia County, a Lake Odessa man suffered life-threatening injuries when his car was hit by a train yesterday. Deputies responded to the crash at 4:40 p.m. near the intersection of Huddle Road and Jordan Lake Street in Odessa Township, near Grand Rapids. The 20-year-old man was driving north on Huddle Road when his car was struck by an eastbound train, the sheriff said. The man was airlifted from the scene by AeroMed and taken to Corwell Health Butterworth Hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was the only person in the car. The crash remains under investigation, deputies said. And an investigation is underway after an educator was found dead in an Ionia Schools building. The educator was found dead in the Ionia Public Schools building Wednesday night, said Ionia Superintendent Ben Girk. The person's name has not been released. Girk did not say where the person was found, but three schools were closed yesterday. Ionia High School, or actually Thursday, Ionia High School, Welch High School, and Bulldogs Beginnings Preschool. Welch High School remained closed yesterday, Friday. The superintendent expressed sorrow over the loss in an email to parents indicating that the educator was a beloved member of the school community. Ionia Public Safety said there is no evidence suggesting an ongoing threat to the community. Grief counseling services will be available for students and staff on Friday, school officials said. When we come back after this McKenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
There are some moments that we replay in our minds over and over again. When the woman you cherish opens that little box from McKenzie Jewelers on Christmas morning, when her hands go to her mouth, when her eyes tear up, when her breathing stops, it's a moment she'll carry with her the rest of her life. Some gifts are more than gifts. Some gifts are moments that she'll remember forever. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, public health organizations are using World AIDS Day and National Influenza Vaccination Week observances to highlight persistent gaps in HIV treatment and prevention and to encourage flu vaccination, noting that millions of people worldwide live with HIV and that seasonal influenza still contributes to significant illness and death each year. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, several European governments, including Germany and Belgium, are debating new financial support mechanisms for Ukraine, with Germany announcing plans to procure additional defense equipment and Belgium expressing reservations about a European Union proposal to use profits from frozen Russian assets to back fresh loans. When we come back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour.